Welcome to Crossing Faiths. I'm Elliot Toman, and in this episode I'll be featuring an interview with Min Dao Lei. I met Min Dao at the International Religious Freedom Summit, where he was working to bring attention to what he describes as the government takeover of the Cao Dai religion in Vietnam. I am by no means qualified to judge the accuracy or legitimacy of Min Dao's claims, but I did find what he has to say to be an intriguing exploration of the topics relevant to this podcast, and I hope that you will too. I took the opportunity in this interview to learn more about this fascinating and, for me, previously unknown religion. In the description, I've included some resources that Min Dao provided for context that you may find useful if you're interested in learning more about Cao Dai and the events to which Min Dao is referring. And I would love to know. I was able to learn a little bit about Cao Dai in the last couple of weeks, and you sent me some really great information this morning that I was able to look into, and I will be sharing a link to that with the podcast. But for the benefit of anybody listening, I know that when I met you, it was the first time that I had ever heard of Cao Dai, and I'm sure that's true for a lot of people. And so I would love it if you could just give me a brief overview of what is Cao Dai, what is its history, what do practitioners of Cao Dai believe?
Yes, thank you. And my name is Min Dao Lei, and I was born in Vietnam after the war, after 1975. And I came to America in summer 1991. My whole life is the Cao Dai believer. My grandparents are Cao Dai believer. They practice all their life. And one thing there was a lot of happened after 75 until now. And I want to mention about the Cao Dai. What is the Cao Dai is? The whole name of the full name of the religion is Đại Đạo Tam Kỳ Phổ Độ. It means the third universal salvation of the Great Way. The meaning of it is the third amnesty of God. For the short name, they call Đạo Cao Đài. So the Đạo Cao Đài established in 1926. By God, we call different people. They call different refer to God under different name. Buddhism mentioned different. Christian mentioned different. Of course, Muslim, Islam, every religion had the same. We believe the same God, but under different name, and under different period of time, and under different environment. God sent different one to teach human good people, and under that, so different one come to different place and different, of course, different place have different culture, different value, and now the world is small, and because of the conflict. And the conflict of religion or the belief, and God said it's time for him to let us know that we are children of God, we are child of God. So we all come from one, just different skin, but within we are the same. So that that being said, God through the medium. And God sent people, opened the religion in Vietnam for called Đại Đạo Tam Kỳ Phổ Độ or Đạo Cao Đài in 1926. And that is the original religion. And to distinguish, we have to understand why now that God sent different, why now God open a religion of Đạo Cao Đài. There's so many religions already. Why he has to open another one? So He wants to bring us all together under the same roof. That means the Đà Đạo, Tam Kỳ Phổ Độ, Đạo Cao Đài. And since 1926, and after the religion established, and during that time, it was the French war in Vietnam. So during that time, the French is take over the Vietnam. And during that time, we have the Vietnamese government, we had the Viet Minh. Another word is the communist, and we had a Republican, and all of the chaos of the war during that time. So the religion, the practice of religion is very hard. If you gather too many people, the French government, different government, they are think that we are doing the political stuff. So they try to prohibit and restriction us to doing the worship or the practice of the religion. And for that, I was mentioned about we have to mention why God have to open the religion now. For any religion under the name of Đạo Cao Đài, and I want to mention this, Đại Đạo Tam Kỳ Phổ Độ or Đạo Cao Đài is the original one. And it is not a sect, it's the original one. Whatever the religion, whatever the group, had the same name of Đạo Cao Đài, a little bit different, like Chiêu Minh or Bến Tre. The one we want to mention about is the Cao Đài Tòa Thánh Tịnh Nên sect. Another word we mentioned about the sect 1997. I can mention about that. But the point is that because in the ancient time, through time, when, for example, Jesus come teaching us, right? And Jesus teaching the same thing, but why there are so many different religion that worship Jesus but under a different name? For example, Christian, Catholic, Latter-day Saint of Jesus Christ, different, you can name it, say a lot. So why is that? And because of that, there's a conflict, right? There's the same, but there's also the conflict. And now God create the religion, and who, because God want us to become together, and under the name of the Đạo Cao Đài, any people or any group separate from the Tòa Thánh Tây Ninh, that's the original where the Đạo Cao Đài found located. That's the headquarter. You cannot you can call it the Holy See, Tây Ninh Holy See. Whoever from there and separate out and make a different group or different religion, so that called sect. But Đạo Cao Đài is not a sect. The Tây Ninh Holy See is not sect. So that's the thing is. And because the teachings of God is good, but like under different understanding of the leader of the religion, they explain and open different sect, and that causing the conflict between the religion that they call sect and the people about the Cao Đài. About the Đạo Cao Đài, because people they think it's just one, but because they have different sects, so that make the religion is not unification. And for that, for the meaning of that, and the I mentioned about the Cao Đài Tòa Thánh Tịnh Nên sect, that is the sect that I want to more focus about during this period of time. We live in like the free world. We have the freedom of religion, or freedom of belief. And of course, if people, they separate from our original religion, they create different sect, that's fine. That's their own belief. We not force them to go back to original. But whoever wants to follow God had to be remember why God opened the religion. And God tried to let us know come together, but they try to separate out. That's the wrong message. And for this part, because we believe in everybody have the freedom of belief or not believe, so we're not going to force anybody to follow any religion, even with the Cao Đài or the any kind of sect of Cao Đài. The Cao Đài started in 1926, and the sect that I want to mention most about is the Cao Đài Tòa Thánh Tây Ninh. That is sect Cao Đài Tòa Thánh Tịnh. The original religions are 1926, and they have the constitution in 1965, and the sect is established in 1997, and that is where the government recognized the religion of Kaodai.
So when you
Because
say regional religion, you're referring to the original 1926 Kaodai. And then
yes.
when you say 1997 sect, you're referring to what happened when the communist government took over Kaodai and made it their own. Is that correct?
What I trans because they won't make it obviously. We have document. They because they tried to because under the communist regime, we don't have the freedom of speech or freedom of belief. But even we don't have, but in their constitution, they allow us to have the freedom of religion. But different way, they prevent us to have freedom. And it's made the world think that, okay, they have the freedom, but actually we don't have the freedom. We have, if we all want to have the freedom, we have to follow what they want us to do. So within the religion, we are prohibited to involve in political. So anybody practicing the Kaodai and with the high ranking, we're not supposed to be involved in that. We have to change the career, whatever, but we don't involve in politics or anything like that. So Nguyễn Thành Tám is the leader of the Kaodai Tenant sect right now. He was the one of the highest rank, one of the highest rank alive right now, from the 19 from the original Đạo Cao Đài. So after the fall of Saigon, after the Vietnam War, communists tried to control everything from living to religion to press, control everything. In Vietnam, because they're only one party, only one government, so they control everything. So they can use force, they can use torture, do everything. We cannot do anything with that. And it's confusing. 1997 is the time that Nguyễn Thành Tám, I was mentioned, is the current leader of the Kaodai Tenant sect. He's not supposed to be involved in the politics. In other words, here during that time, 19, he is the representative. You know, like American, we have the state representative for each district or county. And he is the representative for the year of 1997 and 2002. So that's the time frame where I believe that they are forming the sect 1997. We call it the actual name of the sect. They call Đại Đạo Tam Kỳ Phổ Độ, parenthesis, Cao Đài Tòa Thánh Tây Ninh. So that's the name of it. But why we call them the sect 97, because that constitution, they formed it in 1927. That's the same year that he's a representative of within the political. And he's not supposed to do that. And you can mention, you remember that during that time, there was all the Vietnam sanction and all the Vietnam joining the World Trade Organization and stuff like that. So the government had to make sure the world, because they had to sign the agreement with the NATO, that certain human rights have to follow. So they cannot force us or torture or beating us violence with the force. So they try to destroy under the different way. So they form the Kaodai sect, the Kaodai Tenant sect. So why it is so confusing, and we want to mention is the sect 1997, not the Kaodai Tòa Thánh Tây Ninh, because Tòa Thánh Tây Ninh is the holy see, the original where it's founded. And this SEC 1997, the government is suing a case that against the Đảo Cao Đài. So for that case, with no trial, anything, just a piece of paper say bản án Cao Đài, they mean the case of Cao Đài, for the Đảo Cao Đài. And for that reason, they say the leader, the founder of the religion, is like a puppet of the French government or different government. So they do that. So they can seeing the Holy See, or the temple, or the property of the religion. And when they do that, and later they're forming the 1997 sect, the Cao Đài Thanh Niên sect, and they gave the control to those people. And that's so confusing because they are reside, they live, they practice at our original temple, Holy See. So people, they're confusing. They thought that is the original one. And we are not allowed to practice the doctrine or ritual like the Cao Đài teaching for us to do a certain thing. For example, to have the promotion of the High Council, the Holy Body of God, right? We have to go through all the promotion by, like we mentioned about the medium that we call different name, like table tapping, medium, or kind of stuff. You aware of those information, right? So basically, if someone want to get promotion, had to go through the practice for a while, like 4 year, 5 years, and with all the good doing thing, right? We have to go through the inspection of everybody from the High Council. And then after approval, we have to do the medium, and we need to get the approval from God. And we're doing that. But now what they do to promote it, you just need to have the money. You pay a certain amount of money, food or sunrise, stuff like that. And because we have a different, we call it, we had a Buddhism, Taoism, Confucius. Each religion, they have different color. For some Buddhism, we have represent like the yellow color. The Taoism, we have like blue, and the Confucius, we have like red. So when we do that with the medium and the above, the divine give us which one belong to what, right? And now what do? They use the ball. They have the red ball, the yellow ball, and the blue ball. They put it into the basket, and the people are just reaching their hand in and pick up our ball, and whatever the ball that is, and he or she belong to that part. So we are not allowed to do the medium anymore. So that's not because they are reside and they take our temple from the Holy See to the local temple. And if we don't practice like what they want us, they're gonna torture us. They're gonna force us through, like, because we have to make a living, right? If we don't follow them, they make a difficult living for the family member, son, children, grandson, children, for school, all this kind of stuff. So that is the part. And in Vietnam they can do that, but now they can mostly they try to make look like the freedom, but not in Vietnam they're doing that. But in America they try to control into the foreign country, the outside of Vietnam, specific in America. I believe that nobody gonna trademark the name of the religion. That's why now. That's why I don't see anybody that trademark like Buddhism or Christian. Nobody trademark for the religion. But here, the representative of the 1997 sect, and they trademark the name of the religion. Đại đạo Tam Kỳ Phổ Độ Tòa Thánh Tịnh Đình in America. Because they cannot use the force of anything in America. We are in the free world. So they trademark the name of the religion so we cannot use it. So if we have to use it, we have to follow what they are telling us to do. So they try every way possible that they try to control us. And because of that, we filed the petition with the USPTO and for the trademark, and we win. We won that case. So that it's not right for them to do that. So we won that. And now is the part during that time when we filed a petition for the trademark. And of course, it's not easy. They tried to defame us. They said that we are the temple here in Texas, that where we are the plaintiff for the petition. And they says that we are communists. We are a dance of communist place. So they do all kind of stuff, telling us and make the people, the follower, that we are involved in political. And all that's okay. And we have to, during that time, and they try to destroy us from within the temple in Texas. And we had to fight that part. And we mentioned about the RICO, the critical information and the defamation. And that course they had the verdict in August 16 last year, 2023. And it is the default judgment because they didn't show up, that the Gaudai, the sect Gaudai Tòa Thánh Tịnh Đình, another word is sect 1997, is like, I wouldn't say like mafia, but like the gangs stuff. The reason, because like we have the information, like they prevent us to practice from Vietnam. They beat us, they torture us, they force us, even we practice as our own residential. The police, the office of police, the sect of 1997, and the third, they come to our residential house in Vietnam. They prevent, they beating us, they destroy our temple. So those activities are violence. So it's just like the gangster. Like the sole responsibility of the police is like, had a safety for the community, right? No violence. And when we got the force and interruption, the beating down from the 1907 sec, the third even, there are the police, they beat us. And their job is security, safety for people, but they don't. They're just watching and looking at it for us to get beaten down. So those are the activity of the gang, whatever you can call it, but under the name of the religion. So for that part for right now, I don't know how too much you have any question, and you can question me and I can.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're saying that the communist government in Vietnam simply wants to make sure that Cao Dai is not going to cause any trouble for them. And so they're doing that by making sure that the people who are officially involved in the religion are one of them. And if you are practicing a different version of the religion, the original version that you were brought up with, then they see that as a threat and they want to control it. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So, can you tell me a little bit about what it was like for you growing up? How were you raised in Cao Dai, and what kind of experiences did you have? It sounds like your family was always in the original version of the religion, right? So what
Yeah.
experiences did you have where you learned about what the government was doing and brought you to the place where you are now advocating for the freedom to practice Kowdai?
Like I said, I was born in Vietnam, but after the war, basically, during that time, my father was served under the old regime, the Republic, the Republican. And after the war, he was put in Yale, but they call it like concentration camp, stuff like that. So in Yale for about 7.5 years. So with the for all the people, they had a family from the south, or specifically in the old regime. Their children is hard to for the education, the opportunity in Vietnam. If they go to your profile and see your father, mother, the career, and if you serve under the like soldier or anything, so there was a mark, a highlight there, and you put it down to the bottom of the line, and whoever the children of the communist member, and they're gonna get a priority, everything like that. And if you do the business, you get the restriction or forces somehow, somewhere, it make you hard for the living. And in Vietnam, I was little too, and I don't pay a lot of attention about that. But all I know is that because all I was know is that because I'm the son of the people who served under the old regime, everywhere I go, right? If you go to do something, they say, okay, you are like served under the old regime. Your father served under the old regime. And we got difficult time for that, and that's what I know. But I, for the teaching, when I'm not sure about the other people, but for me, my grandparents or my dad, grandparent both side, just asked me to do good, to be a good person, a good people, a good citizen. That's what they tell me, and. After the war, our family is very hard in financial or making the living. So basically, what I do is I go to the temple and do the worship, and I read the book from the God I teach in. That's what I do. And even I read it, something I don't understand, as some I understand, it's still there. I do eventually. The US government had a program in Vietnam they call HO, and they respond for the people who served under the old regime had the opportunity to come to America. So that where we come over here in summer 1981. And when my parents come over here, even after the Vietnam War, and my dad is served under the old regime, but my mom is practiced in the religion, and she was the Laisan, is one of the chức sắc, the dignitary in the religion. And after the war, they persecute the religion, the people, the leadership. They force them to practice at home. If we do, we cannot do at a temple or the holy see. So they practice at home. Even practice at home, they still interrupt and force and beat us down. So my mom and my dad came to America for all the purpose is for the opportunity for me and my brother and my sister. But their whole life when they came to America, they always advocate for the freedom of religion in Vietnam, especially. Try to get the rights to practice of the religion of God, and try to get back of all the temple, the church property that the government or the 1997 sect that seized from us. So that they keep fighting. They go to different locations in 1991, and from that, I because I live in America, so I see that's the freedom in America, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and I see the difference over there. And I see that the difference. So I do think more, I read more information about it, and I study more about the religion. And I see that yes, American had a freedom. Even Vietnam, they have the freedom of religion by the constitution, but not by the practice. So we need to advocate that because we had the freedom here, and we want, I mean, I want the people in Vietnam, I mean, all the religion in Vietnam get the persecution from the government. But because I'm the Kadai, I'm more advocate for the Kadai part. We are involved with the other religion. We are united, and we advocate for the same cause. So that is where I start to learn more about the situation. I can give you an example. In 1995, my grandparents is sick in Vietnam, and my mom go back there to visit my grandma because the sickness, taking care of her. But when she go back there, she got the people from the government follow her everywhere, and you cannot bring any document. My mom cannot bring any document over here, any book from the Kara teaching, right? Any document put over here, they not allow that. They stop my mom at the airport, and they hold my mom back in Vietnam for about a month. So the day that she's supposed to go here to back to America, hold back for 1 month. Since the day that she's supposed to return, and they take all the document, all the paper that she got. That is the part, the section that we don't have the freedom to try a different way and try to give you other different reason to hold us, or just keep go to the, if the people live in Vietnam, right? If you do business and work in Vietnam, they try to ask you to go to the local office every day or every other day so you can do the living. So no, different kind of hard time for us. So that is why I see there is the difference between the freedom of in America and in Vietnam. And they have the word good in Vietnam, but they don't do that. They say they have freedom of religion, freedom of belief, but we cannot do that.
Your video broke up a little bit while you were explaining all that. Did I hear correctly that when your mother tried to return from Vietnam, she was not allowed to bring any cow dye materials back into the United States? Is that right?
Yes, correct. They take away all of those documents, the original one.
So they're trying to, on one hand, they want the world to see that cow dye is flourishing, that it's doing well in Vietnam, but at the same time, they're not allowing materials to be brought back from Vietnam.
Yes, that they want the they try to manipulate or make the confusion for the people in Vietnam or the world. That's why they're creating the second sect. They use the same name, and because we are respect, we are worship our religion, right? And we don't want to our religion is a sect or stuff like that. So that's why the same names to make the people think that the Kadai Tọa Thánh, and then sect is the Kadai Tọa Thánh. Right? You see the name is familiar, and they use the name, the same thing.
If you look cow dye up on Wikipedia or anything like that, it appears to be a flourishing religion and everything seems to be fine. And Wikipedia specifically mentions that in 1997, cow dyeism was given legal recognition by Vietnam. And so the story that you're sharing, about the government of Vietnam actually suppressing the true religion and replacing it with something else. I never would have known that without talking to someone like you. I'm curious, how old were you in 1991 when you came to the States?
I was about 14, 15 years old,
Okay.
the high school.
And was there an existing community of people who were practicing Cao Dai when you got here?
When I came here, I was came to Kansas City, Missouri. Over there, we don't have the temple anywhere. And we stayed there for 2 months. We have the Cao Dai people over there, but we don't have the temple. For the beauty of the Cao Dai teaching is that we worship, if not all of the major religions in the world. We worship Buddha. We worship Taoism. We worship Christian. We worship Jesus. So we are not prohibited to go to any temple or church. We can go to the Buddha temple. We can go to Catholic church, Christian church, or Baptist church. We still pray. Jesus is Son of God. We worship Jesus, we worship Buddha. We don't have anything against any of them. So we do that. And then we move to Kansas City, Wichita, Kansas. We live there for about 2 years too. And they have the Cao Dai over there too. Not a lot, but Cao Dai during that time is not a lot. And we just worship at home, right? And then, because my mom is the dignitary of the religion, right? And there was a small Gada temple in Dallas, Texas. So they invite my mom come over here to Texas. So my whole family came over here, and we practice over here since then. That is basically how we got here, and so we come over here, we practice here, but we can go to any temple. We can go to different state, to different Gada temple, and we support each other. We practice together.
So
So,
you moved to Dallas just to be close to the temple.
they have more people at Gada temple, and they want my mom come over here. So.
Do you know how many Cao Dai temples there are in the United States right now?
I'm not counting, but I know that there is like several one in Texas, like Houston. They have two or three over there. Austin, Dallas, like four in Dallas. In California, we have a lot in California. We have Georgia. We have Winston State, Winston DC. We have different. We have not like other religion, but we have quite more of the Gada believer in the United States besides Vietnam than any other country. Any other country they have it, but not like Vietnam and America, United States.
There are a lot of different religious practices in the United States, and we have a lot of religious freedom here. We enjoy that. The Dallas, like m to tech moving to Texas, though, and stuff like that, that's in what we call the Bible Belt, right? Where it's mostly Christians and mostly Protestants or evangelical Christians. What is it like practicing something like Cao Dai in that part of the country where it's normal to be Christian?
I think it's a different person to have different perspective, different point of view. To me, I don't see this, of course, because we still making the living for the family, right? They're a little bit difficult on that part, but for the ritual, in Vietnam, let me mention that. Okay, let me mention about the ritual. practice in the religion. We are like, we say, okay, we cannot go to the church, we can go to the temple because we had a family stuff, we have things to do, we have business to do, we're gonna go there. Right? When we pass away and we justify everything for not attend the church or the temple to practice. So God said, okay, now you can worship me at home. So the three times we can worship is 12 midnight, 12 noon, 6 in the morning, and 6 afternoon. So you have 4 times to worship me at home. You cannot, the 4 times, you cannot give me any excuse that you cannot go to the temple, you cannot go to church. And as a Kadai disciple, they require us to go to the temple or church at least 2 times a month. That is the 1st and the 15th of the lunar calendar. And I want to mention a little bit about the Kaodai. In the Kaodai, we like make this easy. Just the way I think it, the way that I process, okay? In the guided teaching, we are as a human. To be as a human, we have like 3 body. The first body is the physical body where we can see and we can touch. That's the physical body. The second body is half visible and half invisible. That is the part of the brain, and the invisible is the energy that's coming around us, the body. That part is the second body, and the third body is the soul that's totally invisible. So the second body is like the connection between the physical body and the soul, right? And to be a human, we have to have all of those. We're missing all of those. We're not a human, right? And that's a part. And for the religion, when you go to, you see the picture that I sent to you, right? That's the holy seat right there, right? And the first gate you enter, and you see the three saints that sign the agreement that God, human, and justice and love. I believe that you research, you can see that, right? And that is the Hepting Dai. That means the branch that make the law of the religion. Everybody get in there. And that's the half visible and half invisible. And after you go past that, that's called a Gautam Dai. That means the physical body. And past that part, the one on the back is Bakwai Dai. That means the soul of the religion, where God, I just mentioned where God, reign and the head of the universe or the religion. And I forgot to mention with you that in the I say God is a general term, but in the God that we have a different term called God. The whole name is Cao Đài, Tiên Ông, Đại Bồ Tát, Mahatát. So that is the combination of the range of the three range in the religion for the Buddhism, Taoism, and Confucius. The bottom range of those, and look at the name of him to unify other religion. That is the name of God. In the religion, we have God. That we have that three function. Let me say if I can say it clear. Okay, that three function. God come to us in the Gaudai. The Gaudai religion open for everybody, not only for any certain people, for everybody. But it depends on the on each of us. We accept what he's teaching or not. But he come us under three different functions. The first one is as the Supreme Being, the Creator, that's where like you have the kingdom. You call it, let's say, the kingdom of God, right? And there, like in the Taoist, they call it you can see, you see the yin yang, right? That there's a play in a Gada, they call a Bát Ngọc Kinh. That is where God reign and control universe. Okay, he coming at that part. That part he go through the teaching as like from the pop all the way down to the follower, right? So that part is function at the kingdom. It's just like in the world, right? You have the you have a king, right? And all the people and the administration of that kingdom, like the president and all the administration, right? That part he come as the governor of the whole universe. That part, all the ranking we practice go to the ranking of that from the bottom to top. That's one section. The other section is he come to us as father. So he come and he lets us know that we all come from him. We are brother and sister. That is the function of a father. That is the second one. And the third one is that he come as a teacher. So he teach us to be good, to be a human, and to what we need to do to go to the back to the kingdom of God. So when as a teacher, we call him teacher, and he call us student. In Vietnam, we call Thầy. You can say master. And they call, he call us the Mông Đệ, disciple. So at a three function differently. If you go to the kingdom, you have to wear all your clothes, all your ranking, all your title to go to the kingdom to working, right? But when you go to the school, then he's teaching us what to do, stuff like that. That's another functionality. And at home, we have Holy Mother, right? In Vietnam, we call Đức Phật Mẫu, right? God is the Father. Đức Phật Mẫu is the mother of the all the universal. Whatever is visible is great from the modern nature. We call Đức Phật Mẫu, right? So when we go to home as a parent, so when we go to the parent home, everybody gonna the same, right? If you had a family, when you go to family, there's no ranking there. You just brother and sister and stuff like that. And when you go to school, we're student, we're friends each other. And we go to, when we work for the ranking, the kingdom got a government, right? There's different ranking there. So it depends on what we do. And we're gonna use that part or section of the title. So when we go back home, there's no title as a brother and sister. When you go to school, it's a friend, and we same only the different. When we go to ranking, that depend on how we do. We practice the teaching, and that's promote through the ranking within the kingdom of God for the ranking the title.
So does the ranking correspond to your role or your job in the kingdom or like in the temple?
Yes. Okay, go ahead. Finish.
Because when I'm listening to you, I'm kind of identifying the kingdom with the temple. Is that correct? Or is it more?
I'm asking about the kingdom. I'm talking about the title here, right? We have the Holy See, right? The Holy See is just like where, like, you, it's a, just give this example. The capital of the United States is Washington, D.C., right? So that is where the president working right there, right? But within the local area, that different local, right? So in the real, in the Gada religion, the Holy See is a Tainan Holy See. That's where it is. And to get a promotion, you have to practice good for a certain number of years with your good morality or your practice or the charity work. And through that, when you want to get promotion, right, You have to have a certain number of years, and with all the record that you do your work, and with the acceptance of the Holy Council. And then after the inspection, everything, go through all the record inspection, and the Holy Council approve that. And then Holy Council had to have the gaoge do the medium. And from that, you communicate with the invisible world through medium. And from there, God, right now they translate at a pop, right? But I have a different meaning. The different meaning in Vietnam is different than the pop. So from the divine invisible world, they approve or not approve that promotion. If approve, then approve that. And if promote for skip another rank, go to another rank, that's the invisible word that approves that. And if the one is not good and still promote, they say hold there, wait until the next time if he's doing good and not good, then get a promotion or not. So that's basically how it's work, but it's so different in Vietnam. I try to explain that the way how it is. So
There's this this very interesting connection between Cao Daoism and the Spiritist movement or Spiritism movement,
yes.
the 19th century. And so you're mentioning that there is a tradition of what you call table tipping, and
Yes.
that communication with God is facilitated by a medium. And I believe there were also seances involved.
Yes.
Is that still part of Cao Dai?
Yes, that is part of the Cao Dai right now. In Vietnam, they call Ngọc Cơ. And yeah, like we had, you had like a basket with a head, and you have alphabet letter there, and you got the movement, and the head move to the letter, and we form the letter, or the word, a poem, or information, a message that one mentioned about that. And the movement that God said that to open a religion has had a plan for a long time ago. So the Taoism, that is the part of the Taoism, the practicing that the Taoism is for a long time ago. And this is the third period. That's mean the first and the second period already. So in more practice now, like after the 19th century, and that's for a long time ago, but now it's more practice. God prepared that for the God coming in the future. And if you research, like in the Buddhism, like you they have a 2,500 years, and in Christian you have 2,000 year mentioned about the judgment day, stuff like that. And in the Cao Dai, God said it's gonna be 700,000 year. That is the prophet of for the Cao Dai, and I just pop up about you mentioned about the one you asked. Maybe I want to bring to this attention about you mentioned about the sex human, right? And you mentioned that the first disciple of God. Yes, he is the first disciple of God, and God prepared him to be the Giáo Tông. They translate as a pope. But the title is the Giáo Tông, right? Prepare him for that. And on the day that promote, several day before the promote him to the Giáo Tông, and God come and say that, and you don't have to have the for the people, our ancestors said that he not gonna accept it. So he not the path of the religion. I want to make sure that we are understanding. There is a reason that he qualified to be this is my thought may believe that qualified to be a pope of the Gaudai, but he not accepted. And because he did not accept it, and there's another guy promote different one for that title. And he separate out. He got to get a sake of that. And like I mentioned, God come here to open the religion one all together. And now he and other people that separate out. That is not the message that God want us to be, to doing. So that's wrong. That is why Jesus, Buddha teaching the same thing, but through the understanding of people, each individual, they get different religion, right? And they teach the follower based on their understanding of what Buddha teaching or what Jesus teaching. And through time, that's gonna change. That's far away from the original what Jesus teaching. And God, that is why that now we're gonna go through the medium, the spiritism to do that. So we're not gonna follow that. Anything, God said anything has to be from Thornton and the Holy See. And to have a law or a rule from the religion, you have to be all the signature from all different religion in the Gaudai, right? They had to get the approval from the Bhagwadai or the invisible world where God ring, right? Approval before we do. So if anybody has any rule and not follow the instructions, so the follower allowed to not obey any law like that. The main teaching God and understanding is that just love and justice. Love is the law that we all have to follow and adjust it. To achieve that, then we have different law, different way, different code to achieve that. So basically, God say, I am love, right? In order for you to go to the kingdom of heaven, you have to have love. Love is the key to enter the kingdom. So all the way to practice is like, so as a way how to do that way, but a different way to approaching that. The point is, love is the thing that we have to practice. And because we can communicate with invisible world, and in the invisible world, there's still good and bad. And you can see that people that have like ghosts, right? The ghosts, people can see ghosts, and sometimes you see and some do not see, that's a second body. That's a part of second body. And when we communicate with the invisible world, and it depends on the people and who gonna get into that communication. And you're gonna have a different message, and they're gonna manipulate, depend on that person, the person who sitting at the table tipping or practice medium, depending on that, and they try to make us direct us to a different way, not the way that God planned. This is doing good, but the changing the information to make you, instead of unification, you're gonna separate out. So if any practice, any rule that separate us out, not make us come together, that is the wrong message.
Right.
So that is the way that I am looking at how I identify the good and bad. And of course, we are human. We make good and bad every day, right? Just especially me. But that's basically, I'm sorry, I have a lot of things, but I'm just all over the place. It's just specifically, I can answer with whatever I understand. If not, I can do the research and I get back with you.
Well, there's so much to learn about Kaodai. It, at least from where I am, it seems very complicated. And it's amazing that you're drawing in influences from lots of different religions. And so growing up in Kaodai, you would have been learning things, not just from one religion, but from a lot of religions and kind of putting them all together. But it's all under this one concept of unity. And there are similarities that I see between that and certain portions of the Christian New Testament, which emphasizes that unity is the most important thing, right? And so it sounds like you're saying that anything that is in favor of unity is probably right, and anything that is in favor of disrupting that unity is probably wrong.
Yes, I believe too. When you talk, I would think about in Buddhism, they worship a statue of Buddha. In Christian Catholic, they worship statue of Jesus Christ. Different religion have different statue and will represent for the teaching of that one, right? In the Gada, when he come and our ancestor asked, like, how do we worship him, right? And that's the part we worship the divine eyes. So when you look into the divine eyes, you don't see the east, you don't see the west. You see only one eye, and that's the unity, the unity right there. But there are several reasons why we worship the divine eyes. That's just one. You can see that with the divine eye, God sees us everywhere. It doesn't matter where we are. And God reigns within us. So whatever we do, whatever we think, God knows. And that is part. And to get in practice of different way to approach the meditation, that is a part of kind of helping us in the future to do the meditation. And I'm not sure that the meditation is the right word that I want to use. And that's in the Gada, we have like called the third way. In the Gada, God teaching us, we have three ways. We have three ways to go back to God, to unify with God. So the first way is through the Goten Kai Hua. That means through the ranking. We practice and we preaching the people, and we helping with the wedding or the funeral. So that is the part of the Goten Kai Hua. The second way is we go by the Thập Nhị Đẳng Cấp Thiên Liêng. That's in Vietnam. Thập Nhị Đẳng Cấp Thiên Liêng, that's the 12 rank. Basically, that's a practice, the charity work. For example, God have to like the salvation for every single body, right? So how can the people, they just, this is my thinking. If the people, they cannot communicate, they cannot talk, right? How can he do to get back up? People, they can see, but they cannot talk, they cannot hear. How is that gonna God save them, right? Or save us? Because each individual had different capability, different ability to practice. So if you can do speak, you can bridge people to understand way, you do that part, you can go that part. Go that way, and if you all you know you do it to do you all you can do is that do the helping people. You do volunteer work. You don't have to talk. Just do volunteer work. As long as you have all your heart and mind doing that. And what about if people that rich, and what people that don't have the money? What about people that are homeless? How can God say that if they don't have the money to donate? So that I believe that's the way to do that. So not limit on the ability or the financially. So all is measured through the heart and the mind when we do something. And the third way is go through the Tu Cheng. That means you can mention the meditation. That means when you we do practice that, we can come back to God during we are alive. But to reach that, you had to had a certain qualification to get there, and that is a different topic. We can do that. But to get back to God Unified with God, we had three ways to get there,
So
and
meditation isn't something that's practiced by everybody. You have to get to a certain level before you can practice meditation.
to breathing, practice breathing, stuff like that, right? You can do any time. Anywhere, but I'm talking about the medicine that you have to go a certain place, and you are not going to connect with your family, anybody. You're there, and there are people that are watching, that practice, they're teaching you to do that. But to reach that level, at least you have to be vegetarian, right? If you eat meat, it's very hard. I'm not talking about the good and the bad morality here. I'm talking about let's talk about scientifically right here. Because remember I mentioned about the second body, that half visible, half invisible. That part is the one that we had to taking care of the clean, the pure of that body, that it help us connection with the third body. And you can see that with your experience. You can think with your experience. For example, if you eat something, it affects your body. You can pay attention. If you eat meat, heavy meat one day, another day, eat vegetable, you can feel the difference, right? The first thing is that the digestive system is take longer time to digest meat. And the vegetable is quicker, right? And easier for you to get hungry, but you feel light depending on the food you eat, where you get energized differently, but you don't feel heavy and you feel differently. Or you drink the water, you drink the wine, you drink the Coke, whatever you drink, it's going to affect your body. So that whenever with the state of mind, the energy will take around us gonna be had a different color. And with that color, I tell you the state of the mind. You know about that one, right? The
It sounds like
aura.
they're talking about the aura, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever is our mind, our body, it show up. And with that part, if we like right, the heavy thing, it's gonna go down, it's shing down. That light, something light, is gonna raise up, right? So that's probably very important. And the one heavy thing is easy get in touch with the, you can say electrical or stuff like that. So we live in the world, we had to go to a certain atmosphere to get out of the earth, right? And in that atmosphere, then if our body is heavy and we can easily get the thunder, get hit, stuff like that. When we have to practice, like when, because our physical body, our second body is affected by our physical body.
Yes.
And the second body, how we eat affect that, and it got attached to our physical body. And when we die, if we too attached to our physical body, we don't want to leave our physical body. And that's gone hard for the second body, unify with the soul. So that is the part that you can mention about that, the scientifically about how our physical body affect our the body as our spirit, but it that affecting us. We drink too much wine.
When you die, you don't want to be too attached to the physical body.
Yeah, right.
So,
Because the physical body, it comes from like dust, wind, air, water. They go back there. They're gonna stay there, right? And the physical body has to leave that physical body. And like we change to a different clothes. right? And to change different clothes. And that's a very important when it mentioned about that change different clothes and thinking about the karma and the we can say the cause and effect, you know, the reincarnation, you know, the reincarnation, you know about reincarnation, right? I'm not sure how Christian or Evangelica believe about reincarnation, but that make it simple for me. It's like just like a cause and effect. Whatever we do now is the cause for the effect in the future. And the effect of the future become the cause of the future. So that's just go through like that. And for me to understand this, for example, I believe there's always justice in the world, right? But somehow, sometimes we think there's no justice because there is, because we see things unjust. Because we are the same people, but they're rich people, they're poor people, they're smart, they're not intelligent people. Why? Right? If we believe, like, if we are in Christian, right? If we believe in Jesus or the Holy Father, so if he just, why that thing happened? Everything had a good cause and effect, right? For example, if you are a family and you have children and you are rich and you give your wealth to your children, and of course your children have the wealth, right? And depend on how he spend the wealth and how he learn and study. And if he don't study, he's just spending relentlessly, then that way are gonna go out. And why now? And because he had the money from you, and he spent the money and he do some bad stuff, right? And why he still have good money, right? And people say that's not just, right? Yeah. But because of his activity become the cause of the future, in the future of his life, right? And if he keep your money and he doing good, not only he reserve the money, he can expand your money and with his learning, study, and do more, right? And you get more, right? And anything's happen for a reason. And we come here. Each of us individually had a different thing we need to accomplish, different things we need to learn. That's take the question to why we are here on Earth. That's a different topic, very long. We can talk different time, but yeah, that's the question, like why we are here. And like, we can, I don't know what is this, I jump all over, like when I talk, it just jump up into my mind, but the why we are in the world, right?
Yeah.
And why we see the justice, but there is justice and injustice there. Even with Satan and Lucifer, right? Still come from God. Is he the fallen angel? Maybe. I don't know, right? But if God is create everything in the universe, in the universe, right? So, and of course, everything come from God, right?
Yeah.
Even the good or the bad. But we are, God give us the freedom of being good or bad. Everything is our choice to making that, and we're doing that. If God give us, okay, you can only do good, so you don't have the freedom,
right?
Right? We have the freedom to believe God or not believe God. He's teaching us, it's up to us, we believe or not. He not force us to believe him. He explained for us, you do this, this is going to happen. You do this, this is going to happen. It's your choice. So we had the freedom, good or bad, from us. Like we had our own mind, right? We think good. We have the mind here. We can do good and we can do bad. It's dependent on us. But the seed of good and bad, we have all of them.
Yes.
And the The purely good from God is the soul that we have. The soul is not affected by the second body that we have here. So that is the intelligence of the second body, and there is the intelligence of the soul. So that's two different intelligence right there. So until that two intelligence become one, that means the second body and the third body unify, then that's where you or I or we can go back to God where we are. So that's the fighting we have to fight. The major fighting is the major fight, major battle of major war is within us only, not from outside, from within us. We fight all the time, 24/7. There's always something. Fighting when we raise something is not good. There's a void within us. That's a voice from the soul. The voice, see, there's a voice that wants us to be happy, to be pleasant, for our own good, for our individual. That is the intelligence of the second body. And the intelligence of the soul is that, okay, you're going to be good, but not because you want to be good for yourself and then you hurt other. That is not good. That justification. You justify what you're doing bad for your good or your family, but you hurt other people. So there's a good for that, but for selfish, for each individual. And that is the one for the souls. The soul, if we do something wrong, that voice always come and let us know when we repent, stuff like that. That is the part of God. Stand with us. The two of them are gonna be unified. That's sort of thing I cannot explain in English. I try to do better in the future.
No, I'm seeing a lot of similarities between Christianity and other religions in what you're saying. It sounds like you're saying that all souls are good souls, and that the goal is to bring the second body in closer alignment with the soul. Is that right?
Yes.
And you also talked about, why is there evil in the world? Why is there suffering? Why is there injustice? And you were saying something along the lines of, well, that can be confusing, but it seems clear that we are here in this life on this earth to learn something, to learn something that we couldn't learn in any other way, and to grow in a way that we couldn't grow otherwise. And so when we are confused by the injustice and by the suffering and by the evil that we see around us, it can be comforting to understand that we're here for a specific reason, to learn something that we can only learn by going through this, which I've often found to be a comforting thought.
Yes. For example, like fallen angel, Lucifer, saint, whatever you mentioned, in it's just one thing I want to mention when you are talking, and I said I forgot to mention when we talked earlier, when God created the God of religion and Kim Quang Su, that's in the Vietnam term. In English, you can say Lucifer or Satan come and he say he will test us. And God allowed that. And God allowed the fact happen. So God already prediction, do the prediction for us. Like they can fake their name as a God to fool us. He allowed that. That's why it's very important for us to identify, to know, to can tell between the true and the fake, the good and the evil from there. So because of that, we God allowed to be fake, right? So talk about religion, the sect called sect 1997. I'm okay if they created the fact, that's fine. I have no problem with that. The problem is that they can go to a different place, right? You can create different temple, different church, you teach, whatever you do. You have freedom of belief and faith, right? God allow us to do that. We allow it to do that. So you do that, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And because he doing on the belief that we believe, then we gotta have to tell the truth. And it is our duty, our obligation, our responsibility for that. Because in the Gaudai religion, when you become a follower, you have to make an, you can say an oath or a swear, what you say, right? The oath said that say your name, and from now on, this is an explanation, okay? From now on, you only know Gaudai religion from God. If you change your mind, change your heart later, you're gonna get a punish, right? So you have the oath is that you have to unify with your different Gaudai follower to protect the religion, protect the rule and the law of the Gaudai. So we have the duty, the obligation, the responsibility to do that. So you okay to do the faith? We had to fight that, because that's happened all the time. It doesn't matter in the religion, in real life, whatever it is, we do that. And you do that, but you're not gonna beat us or prohibit us. It's okay. You make the effect, that's fine. But don't beat us or don't do that. Because the Lucifer is just like a testing to see that if we really believe in Jesus, or we believe in Holy Father, or we believe in God. So if we say we believe, but we don't practice what we believe in, what God teaching us, we not really believe. We're not believing. So we gotta be true believer. So that's the test. And because we are at a different level of understanding, different knowledge, culture, and based on our knowledge, our understanding, Lucifer, based on that, gonna fool us different way, depending on what's interesting us. People love gamble. There's a way to gamble. Drug, different way. Fam, different way. So based on that, so he testing us. So basically, we appreciate that, because we need to find out the truth of us.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're going to just fake to being good, but we're not really good.
Right.
So to back to, you can say the kingdom of God, or the heaven, whatever we can say, right? You have to be true. Truly love. If you're not fake love, you're not going to be there. You're not going to buy anything with your money, with my money, anything, from the heart and the soul, and that is true, is what I believe. That's the measurement that God have for us. So fact is fine. You test me, that's fine. Let's see. We go to school. We have a test. How good we stand? How good we do? And we go. We want to get a good, sharp sword. Go through all the making of the sword we got, right? And that's the same way. We have to go through all the hard time to study, practice to be the good that we do. Even and then the doctor, they had to study a lot to become a doctor. It's not a good time to be study hard late night. So you have to press all the long and finally you get there. So the hard time is you have to go through. The suffer you have to go through. You have to go to the, no, any other way
mm-hmm.
with that. And that's where I'm wondering right now.
Yeah, so the establishment of the 1997 sect is just another test.
Yes.
So before we finish here, we are coming up on the 100th anniversary of the establishment of Cao Dai, which I believe is Christmas of 2025. Is that right?
No, that is in the in the invisible world teaching that, but the actual the day is the 15th of October in lunar calendar.
15th of October. Okay.
Yes, that's the 15th, and that's for the meaning that the whole lot different meaning in the. In the Kaudai ritual and ceremony, and they actually in the invisible world is the 15th of August lunar year. That's in the invisible world, in the heaven. That's the actual day over there, but in the physical world is 15th October of new lunar calendar.
So, what are you hoping to change or accomplish by 2025?
What I'm hoping, because we have the freedom in America, right? The government cannot involve in the freedom of religion or belief, right? So even in America, government cannot involve in the freedom of belief. They cannot involve, right? So we not expect any outside government that gonna involve in the Kadai in Vietnam. The thing that we want to achieve is that with the because the Vietnam with their constitution that allow us to believe or non-believe. And they signed the agreement with the UN that certain human rights that gotta be there. We want that to happen. And we want the freedom world leader influence, like give the opportunity, the ground that to be fair and just to let the Kaudai people had a freedom in specific freedom of religion in Vietnam in general. They're gonna returning the with the influence with the agreement they allow us had opportunity to give us back all the property or the temple or the church they see from us. And that what we would like to achieve with the help to include the government to allow us to make the justice for the people and human rights for Vietnam people, specifically freedom of religion for everybody, specifically is the Kaudai believer.
Fantastic. Okay, well, this has been a super interesting conversation, Meng Dao. I appreciate your taking the time and working through the technical difficulties to talk with me today.
Yes, thank you, Ella. Thank you for spend a good, valuable time of you to get to know more about Kaudai and give us a little here and there to help us achieve our freedom. And spread the message that we are the people around the world need the freedom of belief, and specifically, and I appreciate it. Very interesting for me, and my pleasure, my honor to get to know you. Thank you, sir. You had a wonderful day.